Is it Ms. Bockstatter? Good morning to you. You may approach. I hope I got that name right.
Yes, you did, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, and you may proceed.
Thank you. If I may reserve a minute for the vote. May it please the court, my name is Sarah Bockstatter. I'm the county attorney for Webster County, Nebraska. And as such, I represent the appellant, the county of Webster, Nebraska. In this case, the Nebraska Tax Equalization Review Commission, otherwise known as TURC, ordered Webster County to increase the valuation of its grass land properties by 6%. Appellant's position is that TURC's decision in this matter is not supported by competent evidence, does not conform to the law, and is arbitrary and unreasonable. The basis of this appeal is twofold, but essentially, appellant's main basis of this appeal is an evidentiary issue, and that TURC's decision is not supported by competent evidence. TURC reached its decision by relying on the opinion of the state's property tax administrator over the evidence presented by the local county assessor. The property tax administrator is required to submit an annual statistical and narrative report informing TURC of the value and quality of assessment of the classes and subclasses of properties within the counties in Nebraska. And these are set by the local county assessors. Appellant's position is that the purpose of this is to ensure that land valuations are set according to statute. An evidentiary problem in this case is evidenced in the fact that the property tax administrator's annual statistical and narrative report is a report of statistical conclusions and based simply on the opinion of the property tax administrator. Problem with that, in appellant's view, is that there's nothing in the report...
Well, what is that opinion based on? Isn't it actually based on sales?
The property tax administrator's opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, it's based on sales. The tax assessor, as well as... the tax administrator, as well as TURC, and the local county assessors have access to what I understand is a group of sales files. And these sales files are put together by the local county assessor.
Excuse me, not just one county.
Well, each individual county puts together sales files for their county, okay. Is my understanding.
Counsel, at the end of the day, didn't the assessor generally agree with everything the administrator did except for maybe one or two parcels?
I didn't see that in the reports and the record when I read it. When I read it, it looked like it was back and forth and a lot of confusion about even what was being discussed. I think there may have been some discussions about certain parcels that the local county assessor presumed that the property tax administrator may have used to reach their opinion, but I don't think there was any evidence presented on the record as to the exact sales that the property tax administrator did use. So when the assessor is going back and forth on the record, I think it's all based on assumptions of what was used. And the sole contention of the county is that there wasn't any evidence as to the exact sales used.
Is that required under 775027?
Well, the appellee's position is that it's not required. However, it's the county's position that under statute, the property tax administrator is to put together a statistical report. Well, statistics is a mathematical calculation. A mathematical calculation, there has to be a set of known mathematical figures, such as a sale price or assessed value, to plug into formula to reach a conclusion, such as like here, that the assessor's outside the statutory valuation or somehow made a mathematical error in their calculation to arrive at their valuation. Here, there's no evidence in the record that I could find to this effect, simply an opinion by the state and assumptions of sales use. So how can the TURC reach a conclusion that the property tax administrator is right over the local assessors when the local assessor in this matter brought in a book of the sales that she used, but we don't have any evidence as to what sales were used by the property tax administrator, just assumptions, or a discussion of one or two sales used. I think that the record is very fuzzy on that. It goes back and forth as to what sales are actually used.
I think you're suggesting this is an adversarial event.
I think it's made that way. I don't think that the statutes intend for it to be that way. I think that the statutes intend, or it's the county's position, that state law and state regulations lean towards implying that local government decisions that made by the assessors are presumed incorrect, are presumed correct unless proven otherwise. For example, by the Nebraska Administrative Code, assessor's determination of whether a sale should be used in the sales file is presumed correct. And as long as the valuation of assessor comes within the statutory range, and here it would be 69% to 75% of the actual value, the assessor satisfies the statute. And all we've got here is a property tax administrator coming in and saying, no, assessor, you're wrong. You didn't assess it at 69%. You assessed it at 66%. But there's no evidence to support that opinion or the ultimate conclusion of Turk.
Well, 66.07?
Yes.
That was what, a median?
The median,
okay.
Correct. That's the contention here.
Okay.
The county assessor for the county says, no, we assessed our values at 69%. Now, there is some talk about the motive behind the assessor and setting it at 69%. However, that really is irrelevant. As long as the assessor sets it between 69 and 75%, she's met the statutory requirements.
Wasn't there evidence there was about 16 or 17 comparable properties that were considered?
Again, that's kind of where there's contradicting evidence in the record. At one point, you saw that one party claims, I think they used 15 sales, and another one 17 sales, which is a difference of 2 sales.
It doesn't really come down to about 3 sales that the assessor didn't agree with. One in Nichols County based on timber and grassland ratio. Is that one of the contentions?
That is one of the contentions, and again, that's based on assumptions. The assessor assumed that perhaps these were the sales that altered the numbers.
Didn't Nichols County assess that property as grassland?
I think that that is discussed in the record that that's correct, that they assessed it as grassland, and the assessor went back and forth contending that perhaps that didn't meet the standard.
Is there a way to contest a county or an assessor to contest the property tax administrator's determination of value? So if Nichols County thought that that wasn't proper, they could have contested that grassland categorization versus timberland? Is there a way to do that?
I'm not exactly clear on that. I know that by the administrative code and state law, that the assessor has control of the sales files, and the sales files are presumed correct by the local assessor. So the local assessor plugs in sales for the sales files for their county.
Really what I'm trying to get at is, can't the administrator rely on Nichols County's assessment of that property as grassland? Is that reasonable to rely upon?
I think it's reasonable to rely upon to an extent. I think what the issue here was, if I recall, is that it was an assessment of 75% grassland and 25% timber.
I think that was a determination based on some of the testimony. It was 75% grassland, 25% timber.
And I think what the assessor's contention was is that it has to be an 80% in order to be pulled into that sales file. And
where does that come from, that 80% figure?
That's where it's unclear in the record, Your Honor. And my limited understanding of that is that there's some behind-the-scenes workings between a field liaison that's assigned by the property tax administrator to work with the assessor, and that there's some unwritten rules.
Back to the original point, Nichols County did classify that as grassland, not timberland or wasteland. Is that
correct?
Right?
And also, Your Honor, my understanding is that the individual counties have control of setting subclasses and definitions of those subclasses. So if Nichols County differed in how they formulate their subclasses, they're within their powers to do that from Webster County assessor.
Well, now, under our standards of review of the decision by Turk, are you arguing there was no evidence that would support Turk's decision for making its evaluation?
Your Honor, I am arguing that the evidence or facts presented on the record would not lead a reasonable person to reach the same conclusion that Turk did. There cannot be a quasi-judicial review is what happened here with Turk, or the judicial course of the process without there being evidence on the record. And I don't see in reviewing the record that there's any evidence to support Turk's determination that the property tax administrator's opinion of the valuation was correct over the local assessor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Bartel, good morning to you.
Good morning. Chief Justice, may it please the court, Dave Bartel, Assistant Attorney General, on behalf of the Texas Police Station Review Commission, or the TURC. The record fully supports TURC's order increasing grassland values in the county by 6%, required to bring the grassland subclass within the acceptable range required by statute. The county challenges this increase on two grounds. First, the county argues that TURC improperly relied on the property tax administrator's or PTA's report and opinion, claiming it is not competent evidence to support the order. And second, the county objects the PTA's inclusion of certain sales in determining the level of value for grassland. The county's first objection is based on a misunderstanding of the PTA's report and opinion and the equalization process. By statute, the report and opinion is provided to inform the TURC of the level and value and quality of assessment of each class or subclass of property within the county. And the report can include non-binding recommendations to TURC for adjustments.
So it's reasonable for TURC to rely upon that?
Certainly. Here the report recommended and includes the PTA's certified opinion, as required by statute, that the level of value of grassland in the county was below the acceptable range. And it recommended, again, an adjustment here of 9%. And TURC relied on that to issue a show cause order to the county. So clearly what happens in the process is the report triggers a show cause order to the county, and that gives the county again the opportunity to come in and show cause why an adjustment should not be made. So there was a hearing here that provided the opportunity to the county to show cause why the recommended adjustment should not be made. And there was information provided at that show cause hearing both by the county and by the property tax administrator representative with regard to these specific sales the assessor contended were not appropriate for use in the comparison of sales to arrive at the level of value. So we're not just talking about the report and opinion of the PTA. There was a show cause hearing, evidence was presented, and it's the totality of that, both the report and opinion and the evidence at the hearing, which clearly supports TURC's decision. And as to some of the issues that were raised by counsel, the assessor's own exhibit, Exhibit 115, on page 11, includes a list of the borrowed sales that were used by the property tax administrator, and clearly there were objections made to specific sales that were listed. So the assessor was clearly aware of the sales utilized by the property tax division to arrive at the median level in determining that, in fact, the level of value was below the acceptable range. That evidence was clearly available to the assessor and presented at the hearing. Also, with respect to the specific sales at issue that were used by the PTA, Exhibit 116 shows the sales within the county that were used of grassland, and the four borrowed sales from neighboring counties, Franklin and Knuckles, that were relied upon. So it was clear which sales were at issue, and in fact, the assessor made specific objections to three sales. Two of those sales were what were called substantially changed properties, where the property changed its use after purchase from grassland to dryland. Those were in fact used by the property tax division, and TURC, after hearing the evidence, determined to take those out of the analysis. So that's why the ultimate order by the TURC was for a 6% adjustment and not the 9% recommended by the PTA.
Mr. Bartel, does the record tell us that the county assessor had full access to the facts underlying
the opinion of the property tax administrator, or is that an inference you're drawing from the exhibits?
I think based upon the exhibit that she prepared, the report and opinion is provided to the assessor in advance. I think it's 19 days before the abstracts are filed. So I assume there are conversations, obviously, with the field liaison and the assessor back and forth. There's some evidence in the record about discussions about whether certain properties should or should not be included. I think there was one exchange where the ag-land specialist for the department testified on the two substantially changed properties, that there was a discussion with the assessor about that, and the assessor kind of, I think, testified. She didn't argue about it at the time, but she still raised the issue at the show cause hearing. So there's certainly evidence in the record indicating there is knowledge by the assessor of sales that have been utilized by the property.
Is there full transparency of the facts underlying that opinion in the evidence provided to Turk? Or is it...
You mean, are these specific sales included in there? No, they are not.
So it's their view of the evidence is framed by the testimony of the respective, the property tax administrator's representative and the county assessor in light of the opinion.
The report and opinion is part of the evidence. Right. It's not the entire evidence.
But the report itself doesn't include the underlying properties.
There's 93 counties, and if you had to include every one in every, that's
so
not the purpose of the report.
Therefore, the report
I think there's a presumption
summarizes
that goes
it, and then at the show cause, folks come in and testify.
Our position, there's a presumption that goes along with the analysis in the report. Now, a recommendation may or may not be made to make an adjustment, and Turk can still go ahead and order a show cause even in the absence of a recommendation. But the fact of the matter, the report and opinion itself is evidence that's sufficient, that the Turk can rely upon to issue the show cause. And then obviously the show cause hearing is where the county can come in turn try to prove that in fact an adjustment should not be made. The burden's on the county at that point.
Refresh my recollection. Did the Turk adopt the full extent of the property tax administrator's opinion and recommendation?
No, the increase that was actually ordered was 6%, not the recommended 9%, and that was because, again, there were two substantially changed properties that were used that Turk decided should not have been used. So really the only one left, although there's some question based on the assessor's testimony, is the sale in Knuckles County involving some grass and timber. But again, under the department's regulations, when you have wooded grazing land, it's still classified as grassland. So it still falls in the grassland category, and as Justice Bunn pointed out, it was treated as grassland in Knuckles County. So that
excuse
was an appropriate
me, but getting back to Justice Castle's question of transparency, the hearing itself provides the information, not just the report.
Right.
The
report
administrator
is a starting point, but then that's why you have the show cause hearing. Okay. And so we think there's sufficient evidence clearly based upon the hearing plus the report to support this adjustment.
So what evidence is offered at that show cause hearing?
Well, in this case, the county has the burden to come in and prove why the adjustment should not be made. And basically, the assessor again complained about the two substantially changed properties, which Turk did in fact agree with and took those out. So you're left with the comparable from Knuckles involving timber and grass, which, as explained by the ag line specialist, was appropriately included in the analysis. It is classified as grassland, even though there is some timber presence. And the only other issue which potentially would be out there is, at one point the assessor alluded to some CRP land early on, but then later on in her testimony, when it came down to, okay, what are you specifically objecting to, she said the three properties, the two substantially changed and the timber and grass combined. So I think really the record shows the only thing you have left to consider is whether the Knuckles County comparable with timber and grassland, which was again 75% grassland, was an appropriate comparison. We think that it was under the department's regulation. In fact, I think if you look at that, it's cited in our brief.
Where does the 80% MLU come from?
Majority land use is what MLU stands for. But in this case, again, it's a bit confusing because you might think, well, if it's only 75% grass, it doesn't meet the 80%. But in fact, wooded grazing land is all considered grassland. And only when that would be a situation where the wooded area so much overtakes the use that you might convert it to timberland, because it no longer has a use as grazing land, would it fall out of the grassland category. So it still qualifies as an 80% MLU comparison purposes. I think at the end of the day, if you look at Exhibit 91 on page 15, you'll see just kind of the practical terms why this increase was necessary. You look at the surrounding counties, Webster's at $1,203 per acre, Knuckles at $1,410, Clay at $1,477, Adams at $1,453, they're all comparable. And without an adjustment, you would leave Webster far below where grassland values are in those comparable counties. So even with the adjustment, they go to $1,300 an acre. It's necessary to equalize them with surrounding counties to make sure that all taxpayers, especially where they have overlapping taxing districts, are treated the same. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal?
She is over.
There is no time for rebuttal. Our next case of the day, then, is State versus Marco E. Torres, Jr.